7:21 our time here in Houston's Morning News. So Republicans can win. Of course, anybody can win. Can win in the midterms, even though history would tell you it's at the very least an uphill battle. But according to our next guest who wrote an article for American Thinker, they can only win if they are proactive. Let's find out what Alan Pfeiffer, the author of this story, thinks proactive is. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the show. President Trump seems to be being proactive, but it's going to take more than that, I assume.
Good morning, Jimmy. Yeah, it's going to take a lot more than being proactive because the Democrats just feed off of President Trump's proactiveness. Our ability to take the helm is going to be a function of what we can do with ourselves as far as Republicans and conservatives are concerned, pulling together and getting and marching in a straight line. Democrats are going to do everything in their power to make sure that we can't do that.
Looks to me like, based on some of the Pew research we're seeing, and you bring this up in your article, that about 28% of voters identify as Democrats, about 31% identify as Republicans, 41% and growing are independents or something else. It's the something else that concerns me. We've always had independents, but what are the something else? Communists?
Socialists, communists, nihilists, people who just just hate everything. There's a growing something else. I could have spent a whole article just talking about what the something else is. But we're at war with ourselves. We're not going to be able to fix everything that needs to be fixed between now and the elections. So the Republicans have to figure out how to maximize the turnout, which traditionally Republicans don't turn out for midterms.
Right. Well, we've been talking about the problem all along. I think that's now we're getting back to President Trump and why he's doing more speaking engagements and trying to make it as much about him as it is about anything else in the midterms. And that's probably a smart thing for him to do. I guess the question is, how do these other Republicans in their campaign, how do they embrace that? Are they better off embracing Trump? Are they better off working around Trump? To try to appear to be more independent themselves? What's the best approach to take?
I think we have to take our lessons from the Democrats. If you look at the Democratic messaging, it's awful. Poll after poll shows that Democrats' messages are not popular. When you see things in the streets, it's a minority of people. It's always the same players, but they have a disproportionate effect because their messages are always amplified by the press. So turning back to what we need to do, we're not going to get any help from the media. But so Trump is going to be the torchbearer here, and he either pulls us across the finish line or he doesn't. Right now, the House and the Senate are in play. It's hard to believe that with as many accomplishments as Trump had in his last year, in 1 year, that he would be on such a defensive position. But he is. Jimmy.
Well, they may be in play, but it's an uphill battle in both places, especially the House, don't you think?
Oh, of course you're right. Honestly, Jimmy, I don't expect that we're going to be able to hold the House. But if we can hold the Senate, that is far more important because that's where we go. That's where we elect our judges and appoint our judges. And I do think we can hold on to the Senate. There seems to be a little bit more rationality. In that, I was very concerned with this last weekend's election. We lost another seat. We're down to the bare minimum holding the House right now, and certainly things don't look good going forward.
Let me ask you this, Alan Pfeiffer, because I've been scratching my head trying to figure this one out. I came to Texas in 2017 from Virginia, where I lived for 16 years, and I watched that state slowly go from red to purple to pretty much at this point, let's just call it what it is, pretty much a blue state. And you just had a governor elected there who ran on being a moderate, and in less than a month of being in power, they proposed 50 new taxes in Virginia, and all the citizens are up in arms as if somehow they should be surprised by what's going on there. How is it that rational independent people are so easily swayed or easily fooled into thinking that these politicians that they should know in their heart of hearts are going to come right in and raise their taxes aren't going to do it?
That's a very interesting question, Jimmy, and I think about this all the time. We're too comfortable as a country. The poor people live better than the middle class people do in other countries. The average working person here has a home, a boat, probably has a second home or at least a cabin. We've got too much. The Republicans have too much to protect, and because they have so much to protect, they tend not to put themselves out on the bleeding edge of fighting for everything that they have, because they somehow think the good times will roll on forever, even if they don't do anything. But that's not true. We're going to have a decision point come one day where we're not going to be able to continue. People in Virginia, you mentioned that. If all these taxes happen, what's going to happen? They're going to start seeing people leave Virginia, as we already see that happening in New York, New Jersey, Illinois, and California. This is not a zero-sum game. People have choice, but one day they may not have that choice. The whole country may look like Virginia or California. You know, we have to pick our battles, yes, but we have to understand that you can't sit this out, as so many people seem to be doing.
Yep.
That
yep.
explains the traditional midterm problem of turnout. We lack motivation. That has to come.
You're right. We got to fight. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your insight. That's Alan Pfeiffer. He's a political author. He wrote that great story for American Thinker.